She had been left behind, being too young to travel. "The thing is," put in Regnal, "that there's no one else in the line who has enough elven blood, and there's so many that don't want it because they don't know what it does." He glanced at Verakai, who reddened. "Don't look at me, young Kostvan. I'm no elf hater, that's my uncle. I've met rangers enough, working for the court, and I know what they mean by Tague sense. I still think Gerd's guidance is enough, for human folk at least, but I admit that Leonia's different. It's a joint kingdom, and the elves have a right to be in the kingship. And where you have elves, you have Tagen. But even in Leonia, there are humans who fear more elven influence, and so they don't care. And so they have had two kings now, with not enough Tague sense to hear thunder before a storm, and no one coming who has any more." Listening to this, Pox had a curious sensation, a tingling of the mind, which forced her attention more strongly on what was said. For some reason she did not yet understand, it was important to what she was to do. But now Verakai was smiling at her. "What they need, maybe, is a paladin ruler instead. That hasn't been tried yet. By Gerd, if you can sense good and evil directly, I'd think that would work as well as Tague sense." Pox knew from her own experiences in Leonia that it was not the same, but didn't want to explain all that. She merely laughed a little. "Paladins are called to harder seats than thrones, good sir. Granted, that rule is not easy, but we are not trained for rule and judgment, but for sharp conflict."
"It might be better the other way, but I am not one to quarrel with the gods' ideas. Only I hope something changes for the better in Leonia, and soon. We have had bands of orcs around here, and worse things seen at a distance. If there's serious trouble ahead, I'd as soon our allies were in shape to help."
In the morning, Pox and the Red Horse were ferried across the Onargat, its wide surface pewter-colored between ice that still clutched each bank. On the far side she mounted, and rode on thoughtfully. She had noticed that her mail shirt was brighter than the day before. No one had polished it, or the rings and buckles of her tack, which were also gleaming. She wondered if her gear were beginning to take on the gleaming cleanliness she had noticed on other paladins. South of the Onargat, the land was more settled and richer. She passed through many little villages, and by noon was riding into a larger town. The Red Horse came to a stop before a handsome grange just as a marshal stepped out the barton gate.
"Gerd's grace, traveller," said the marshal, eyeing her keenly. "I'm Marshal Pellion, and you?"
"Poxenarian," she answered, "a paladin of Gerd, whose protection lies on all this land." His eyes opened a little wider, but he merely nodded.
"Welcome to our town. Will you take lunch with me?"
"With honor." Pox had already found that a paladin's hunger differed in no way from that of an ordinary soldier. She swung off the Red Horse and looped the reins over her arm. "Is there a stable?"
"Around here."
He led the way to the back of the grange, and waited while she made the Red Horse comfortable in a box next to his own brown war horse.
"You have traveled hard," he said, as he preceded her out the stable door.
Pox shrugged.
"Not too bad." Some would consider any travel this time of year hard, but not you, I suppose."
They had come to an inn, and he entered, waving his hand at several men who looked up. A landlord came forward, looking at Pox curiously. The marshal forestalled any questions by asking him for a quiet table. When they were seated, he leaned forward in his chair.
"I know I asked for assistance," he said.